All right, wrestling fans, Southern Dynamite here. Pro Wrestling America World Heavyweight Title Tournament still going on. Housekeeping note, we do have a contract extension for Gentleman Chris Adams. It's not as long as I would like it to be, but he's trying to figure out what is being planned with him and the York Foundation before he really commits for a longer time. So we go back to August 12th, Motor City Wrestling. You have Blackjack Mulligan defeating Big Boss Man by disqualification. You have Great Muta defeating Raven in a wonderful match that lasted 21 minutes. We move over to the 14th, Hawkeye Championship Wrestling. You have Big Bubba Rogers defeating Wildfire Tommy Rich. Tully Blanchard defeating Crush. Honky Tonk Man defeating the American heavyweight champion, the modern-day warrior Kerry Von Erich, in a time of 6 minutes, 22 seconds. And then Bubba Ray Dudley defeating Goldust. At the Illinois State Fair today, we have Gino Hernandez defeating Terry Taylor. We have the Illinois heavyweight title on the line, because why have matches at the Illinois State Fair without having the Illinois heavyweight title on the line? Non-tournament match, as Honky Tonk Man defended the title against his former tag team partner, Gentleman Chris Adams. And it is Honky Tonk Man keeping the title in a time of 10 minutes, 31 seconds. And then going back to the World Heavyweight Title Tournament, former World Heavyweight Champion, Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol, defeated Bugsy McGraw. Shift over to the Iowa State Fair, and you have AJ Styles defeating Harley Race in a tournament match. But American Tag Team titles on the line, as Buzz Sawyer and Chris Candido defend the titles against Mance Warner and Jimmy Jack Funk. And this match was a brawl. And eventually it is Mance Warner and Jimmy Jack Funk coming out the victors, winning the American Tag Team titles in a time of 16 minutes flat. And then we have the big card, State Farm Center. And the problem with the big card? No tournament matches on the card, thanks to the Illinois and Iowa State Fairs happening the same night. But three big matches at the State Farm Center. Television title on the line, Jimmy Wang Yang facing off against Bart Gunn. And this match went the full 15-minute time limit. Great match between these two guys, but neither one could put the other away. As I said last week, we signed Cactus Jack after the tournament started. Cactus Jack is one of those unorthodox individuals. But we do have him in his PWA debut in a non-title match against the American heavyweight champion, Kerry Von Erich. And it is Cactus Jack winning the match with a pile driver in a time of 11 minutes, 7 seconds. But the main event of the night, number one contender match for the Illinois heavyweight title, and it is a Mississippi Mud match. And this match went all over the place. Had a couple of times where somebody was almost there to win the match, win the number one contendership, only to be pinned and to release everybody else from the penalty boxes. The match took just under an hour. And I hadn't even gotten to the participants yet as to who's in there. But yes, this is the who's who of the Illinois heavyweight title division. As you have Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels, Billy Gunn, Iceman King Parsons, Michael Hayes, and Cowboy Ron Bass, all striving to see who would be the number one contender. Also trying to keep up with who wins the match at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield. And it is, after many falls, after many, as I said, a couple of times where it was, at one point, Iceman King Parsons, who had everybody except Ron Bass in the cages, and Ron Bass pins him, releases everybody else. You had Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Christopher Daniels, tag team partners, ending up as the last two. And then it is eventually Eddie Gilbert that pins Christopher Daniels to bring everybody else back out of the cages. But finally, it is Billy Gunn and Eddie Gilbert. Billy had gone through and pinned Cowboy Ron Bass, Iceman King Parsons, Michael Hayes, and Christopher Daniels. Hot Stuff thought he had it in hand to release everybody again. But it is Billy Gunn catching him as he is, for whatever reason, standing in the middle of the ring getting ready to set a fireball off. Hits him with the Famouser. Fireball goes off in his face on the mat. And Billy Gunn gets the pin to become the number one contender for who he would find out, the Honky Tonk Man, still being the Illinois Heavyweight Champion. Wild ride this week as we go through all of these things. Shortens down a little bit coming up as we focus on the final rounds of the World Heavyweight Title Tournament. But it is going to be a great one. And I encourage you to be back next week as we continue on through the World Heavyweight Title Tournament to crown a new World Heavyweight Champion. And a reminder, Ravishing Rick Rude is still in the running. Monster Heel David Von Erich, still in the running. Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, still in the running. All former World Heavyweight Champions seeking to regain it once again. What happens? Come back next week.